as a leader, you have to be very, very thoughtful about process and what everybody in your company is doing. And I don't pretend to be a master at this, but what I have learned is if there's not a rhythm of what just people are doing and a rhythm of leads coming in and a rhythm of, you know, of predictability between all the big promotions, people kind of go crazy and they go idle.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
I thought I'd spend some today talking about what I'm hearing out on the road and maybe giving a little framework, because I feel like I had to give this framework to like five or six people on the road in our industry who are struggling. And they're struggling with burnout, first and foremost. They're struggling with like having a business like this and they're frustrated with it. And even people who are having big wins, they're kind of upset about the episodic nature of their business. And right now, what you don't want is an episodic business, right? When you're going into a difficult economic time where it's not, you know, the boom years, the last 15 years, you want to make sure that you got something pretty steady going, right? And so if you're just launch mode, you know, it's like launch, crash, launch, crash, launch, crash, launch, crash. That's a pretty good recipe for ill mental health. You know, that is not something you want coming into this next, you know, season in the economy. And so I'll share a simple framework. I don't know if I've ever taught you guys this before. I call it the four P's. It's not the four pricing P's that you learn in your business 101 classes. it's a little bit different. First P, you already know, but common sense and auto is common practice. I'm going to challenge you guys right now to be honest on this one. Each of these four P's, I'm going to ask you to rate yourself on a score of 1 to 10, just like the positive, you know, sentiment. 1 is not good. 10 is okay. 10 is great. Okay. First P is your plan. Do you have a plan? Is it written down? Is it on a wall? Is it executable? Is it a plan that serves your business growth goals, but also your lifestyle, your life goals? What happened is this person, you know, is an eight-figure type person in the industry, you know, launching, doing great launches. And I'll just share it with you. Very unhappy. And their team, very unhappy. Their sentiment, that's why I started with that. Their positive sentiment in the business was so low, even though they're like cranking, winning launches one after another. But the whole team, the whole vibe, the positive sentiment was low. And coaches in the room, you got to remember, you're always listening for that. You're always listening for energy. Always. Like, you want to create a great connection with people, start with energy. So it's how I always get to the root of something with somebody, or I notice something right off the bat, is just where their energy is at. And that, for me, often guides the conversation. So I noticed positive sentiment of this person, their key person, then two other marketers that they had. I was talking with them all, and it was just like a negative sentiment. There was a sense of frustration and burnout, and they were all just kind of tired of up and down, up and down, up and down. Busy, not. Busy, not. And for those who run teams before, you know what was happening. With, it was always like, what's the next launch? What's the next launch? They were also burning through team members who didn't enjoy what was happening there because they didn't know what was going on. There was like no plan. There was no rhythm, as we'll talk about. And so if you think about the next 6 months of your business, again, which is your Super Bowl in our industry, like, what's your plan? What's your plan this month, next month, the month after that, the month after that? Get together a plan. If you don't have a plan yet, you're still like, I don't know what I'm going to offer, or I'll figure out my new offer next month. You're cheating yourself, and you're going to fall into a lower sentiment. You're going to experience less progress. Don't keep thinking, oh, I just need to keep learning. I need to keep learning. No, put a plan in place. Make a decision. What's the offers? When are we going to launch them? What's the evergreen? What's going to be running? Like, one or two serious decisions today about your plan changes everything. The benefit that many of you have, as my friend does, is they have money. You know, they have sufficient money to survive, sufficient money to have abundance or give something to kids. And what I found over and over and over in this space specifically, people with money, more often than anyone else, fails to make a plan because they don't have to. And this is a transition. They're transitioning from one thing into another. They're in a moment of transition. And so they're like, you know what? I'm comfortable. I'm safe. I actually don't have to do anything. I'll just keep learning. I'll keep engaging. I like the learning. But at some point, they never make the plan, and that cheats them from the progress, that cheats them from the impact, and then their sentiment goes down. Even if they're in the right group, or they got the good business, or they do know how to help people, they just never made a plan and executed it. And people like you, in a group like this, there is a high achievement mindset that needs to know that you are executing against a plan. This is what happens when people retire. They had a plan in their career. They had work plans and teams, and then they retire and they forget to make a plan. and a month goes by, they're all right. Maybe even a year, maybe even 2 years of decompression. But at some point they kind of could start not just going stir crazy. They lose self-esteem. Their mental health goes down. Humans are goal-driven human people. We have to have a goal, a plan, and be moving towards it to sense that we are activating our potential. Our sense of our potential is often tied to having a plan. Does that make sense? Your sense, your children's sense of their potential is often tied to having a plan. There's a lot of kids in college, as an example, great capabilities, great potential, but they don't feel like it because they're just stirring through classes all the time. They're stirring through social situations. There's no plan in place, which sometimes feels great. You're in transition. You're seeking something new. You want a little more spontaneity. Wonderful. But in business, it kills your progress. In business, your team gets the hell out of there. In business, you lose the drive. So please be honest with yourself about the quality of your plan over these next couple months. And if you haven't just taken the time to make one, make one. You don't need, I need to go watch a YouTube video on how to make a plan. No, you need a piece of paper and write at the top, P-L-A-N, and just write out your plan. That's it. You don't need anything more in your life to make a plan today. No more podcasts, no more instruction. You don't need to log into Total Product Blueprint. No. What's the plan? Make it up. Just make the decision. Get going. I promise it will serve you. Okay? I promise it will serve you. And that's what this person was really struggling with, was the plan. Well, once you have the plan, well, now you have to have the process for manifesting it, the second P. Process. In our world, you hear me relevant, bring it up tons and times as rhythm. Having that rhythm. And I know you guys hear that all the time, but let me give you the tangible example here. What happened with my friend, because they're launch, up, down, up, down, up, down. With launch, the craziest thing was happening. Their team was miserable because they would burn themselves so hard to launch. Then they'd crash after the launch, try to catch up and serve everybody. But then listen to this. There was always a 2 to 3 or 4 month lull down period between the big launches. And the thing is, no one had a rhythm between those things. So what ends up happening is, you know, they've staffed up, but then between the launches, everyone's kind of looking around like, what do we do here? And so what do? They play on the internet. What do? They go out for 3-hour lunches. What do? They start spending plenty of time looking at other jobs, other cities. See, as a leader, you have to be very, very thoughtful about process and what everybody in your company is doing. And I don't pretend to be a master at this, but what I have learned is if there's not a rhythm of what just people are doing and a rhythm of leads coming in and a rhythm of, you know, of predictability between all the big promotions, people kind of go crazy and they go idle. It doesn't mean you can always maintain the volume for the perfect number of your team, right? There's plenty of times in my career or plenty of times between our launches or something, our team's idle, you know, factor goes up or down. That's normal. But if it goes to zero, people hate it. You got too many people on your team who are idle between things, and they start talking smack. There's no plan here. There's no process. What are we even doing here? Why am I even spending my time here? They start saying, why am I wasting my time? 5 people on this person's team told me that same phrase. Just feels like we're wasting time. Why am I wasting my time here? And when anyone ever says that, it has nothing to do usually with the purpose. Because they took the job, the purpose was there. They got detached from it because there was no manifestation of the purpose through the plan and the process. Now, some of you, as solopreneurs, you got a plan, But what is your process? When do you work? What do you do when you work? I was with Michael Phelps two nights ago. He's the all-time winningest Olympian and really great guy. And he's was speaking at an event, and we were both there. And they brought him in. They kind of interviewed him. So I did a big keynote. Then he did an interview. Then he and I did a private Q&A with their VIPs. And it was awesome to hear somebody at that caliber talk about process over and over and over. And I mean, he must have said the word 2,000 times between his interview and then our VIP. And, you know, I'm sitting next to him and I start hearing him as he's saying process, how important that word was for him. And, you know, it was like, there's plenty of days he didn't want to swim. Plenty of days he told his coach, I hate this. Why am I even here? He talked about a time in his career where for 6 months, he was just trying to beat this one number in the pool. For 6 months. By the way, he swims every day at this point in his career. He's swimming every single day. And for 6 months, all he's trying to do is beat this one number that he has beaten several times before. So it's not like he's trying to do a personal record. He's actually just trying to get back to a personal record and beat it, even just by 1/100th. Even just 1/100th, he'd be happy to beat it. And he's talking about how he's telling his coach, why am I even here? This is stupid. We're not doing it. And the coach just said, trust the process. Get in the pool. Every day, trust the process. Get in the pool. And, you know, he had no idea when he was going to break or hit that record again. He had no clue. Trust the process. Get in the pool. Right? Everyone's like, Brandon, how are you so consistent in your content? Well, plenty of it's not that good, but I showed up and I made it that day for 15 years. Just the process, right? There's a lot of mornings like this morning. Believe me, after that trip, I did not want to get up and do what I had to do this morning, right? Which is the same thing I do every morning. My morning routine, you know, reading, movement, planning, making my 4 posts every single day. And, you know, then come out, send the reminder emails, get the studio turned on, get ready. Like, nope. This is one of those mornings. I was like, I'm in home in 2 weeks. I'd love to go on a long walk with Denise. I'll do that tonight. But I was like, trust the process. Go through the motions, Brennan. Just get in there. And then I found myself like right before we got on this thing, I was hyped to see you guys. Hyped. 3 hours ago, I was like, okay, make it fun. Make it efficient. Let's go, Brendan. Trust the process. Get in the pool, my friends. If your sentiment is low, it's because your process is random. See, when we sense progress, our sentiment goes up. When there's not progress, we don't. But see, we have to be okay with the fits and the starts of that progress. Again, I know so many of you already know all this stuff. I'm just making sure that you're checking in, because just like Phelps going to his, you know, Olympics, you're going into your Olympics. These next 4 months for people in our industry, this is when we 3 and 4X everything. Like, this is an unbelievable, this is like the greatest time to be serving people in thought leadership is always this season. I just want to make sure you're checking yourself.
Hey, it's Brendan. You know, one question I never anticipated getting as the world's leading high performance coach? It's, Brendan, what kind of car do you drive? I never anticipated getting that, but I drive a Range Rover Sport. I love this thing. You know, when you look at the Range Rover Sport, you just know it's powerful, it's all terrain, it's the thing in sporting luxury. But what a lot of people don't know is when you get in this thing, it's got this like cockpit-like experience inside. It feels amazing to drive it. Inside, there's noise cancellation, there's cabin air purification, they have massage seats, literally. I mean, this thing is awesome. It's my favorite drive. It's got the power, the performance, the agility that someone like me who's really into high performance cares about. You can go build your own Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. That's LandRoverUSA.com.
The third thing my friend was struggling with, first, he didn't have a plan. And his team didn't have a plan. No one knew a plan. No one was on a rhythm. He wasn't on a rhythm. He was just showing up and slaying dragons every day. Every day, show up, slay dragons. But no consistency in the day, no consistent blocks of time with himself for creativity, no consistent blocks of time for specific team members. No, just no consistency at all. They were just, okay, let's gather, launch, slay dragons, launch, slay dragons. Too much idle time in between. No plan, no process. Second, though, and this is, or third, third for you, this is really important. What are your practices? And this one are your personal practices for stress management. Personal practices to avoid burnout. Personal practices to enjoy life outside of work. This guy and most of his team, they hadn't had anything outside of work in their lives for almost 3 years now. They had no practices to avoid burnout. And the challenge is they're pulling it off financially. They're just miserable at it. And what are we all doing if our service feels stressful and miserable all the time? So you have to have your practices to avoid burnout. And you have to figure out what those are. I'll give you an example. Last night, all I want to do is go to bed. I just want to go lay down and go to bed. I'm like, nope, you've been in plane, trains, automobiles. You're going to do 20 minutes of yoga right now. I could barely keep my eyes open. I'm like, ugh, just go to bed. I'm like, but if I don't stretch and move my body and open it up a little bit and I go to bed, then tomorrow my hips are sore, my back is sore, my shoulder is sore, which makes it feel dreadful to be able to serve you guys. So I just do a little mobility work, nothing crazy, literally just 15, 20 minutes rolling around on the ground, opening up my body, doing some yoga and flow. And all of a sudden I went to bed, passed out, woke up this morning, felt just fine. If I hadn't done that, this morning would have been rough. These personal practices, they take priority in your life. They have to. They have to. I have, you know, this morning I have like 72 messages on my phone I have to return, right? These are ones team can't do, spouse can't do, like I got to handle. 72. Well, last night I thought, oh, I'll just bang through those. I'll start banging some through. It's like, no, I'm not going to bang those through. I'm going to do my practice to avoid burnout. I'm going to do some mobility work right now. Now, that's a prioritization, right? Some of those 72 are my family, like literally my family. And it's like, yeah, I could take that 20 minutes with my family right now, but I can also talk to them on Sunday. Like right now, I got to do some self-care. And so do you have your practices to avoid burnout right now? If you're feeling tired, stressed, discouraged, burnt out, unmotivated, not even like excited to look at your goals, you're probably just tired. You need to start doing more resets throughout the day. Back to the Phelps story, somebody asked him about it. He's like, don't you ever get tired just going to swim every day, you know, for decades? And he's like, yeah. And I brought up the sort of the metaphor of the pit stop, which I'm always talking with you guys about, you know, not burning and then once a weekend, like taking an hour off, but no, how do you find time in every hour to do a reset, release tension, set intention? Anyway, we got on that track and he shared how he's like, oh yeah. He's like, people would be surprised. He's like, I don't know, probably 2-3 times a day, I just go behind my office and I have a couch there and I take a nap or I just lay down with my eyes closed. Like 2-3 times a day, he's just going laying down, right? It's like, and this is literally one of the most successful humans alive in athletics ever. And it's not something he just started. He always did that. And you could say, yeah, it's because he's tired. It's like, no, because he still does it now. As a 2-time retired Olympian, you know, here, he's like trying to start his business. He has goals. He's trying to earn more so he can buy a new place for him and his family that they're looking at. Just like all of us has goals. But he's talking about how, yeah, he still knows he has to go take a break. practices to avoid burnout. Okay. So by the way, you have to make sure your team has that. That's a hard thing as a leader. Like you just think, they'll take care of it. They won't. You have to talk about wellness with your team. You have to help them understand. Because remember phase two, which is where most of the world is, they're still just in coping mode. And you got to make sure that that's handling. Remember phase two is not something we avoid. It's like, we still have to help people cope, manage their wellness. But then as we move into phase three, if they haven't done that work, they're going to burn out so fast in phase three, right? I think everyone thinks there's so much burnout right now. I'm like, wait till you see February with the economy going where it's going. If you think burnout is real now, I'm like, not even close where we're heading. Not even most of the world. I mean, it's still astounding to me. Most people in phase two did not develop practices. They tried new things to adjust to the stress, to adapt, but they never developed the habits, the practices. So most of the world just dabbled a really long time in wellness, right? They downloaded the meditation app, but they don't have a meditation practice. They learned some mobility or yoga or something. They tried it, they dabbled, but there's no practice there. So now as the world heats up on responsibility, obligation, demand, it gets more expensive and more challenging. Those who didn't grab a practice, they're going to be burned out in quarter one next year. Which for me, with all due respect, while I feel the empathy of that and I feel sad about that, as a business person, I'm like, sweet, this is the time of separation. I love it. You know what? It's like if you're on a race car track and you start pulling past everybody, you kind of feel bad because they're your friends and they're not going as fast as you, but you're also like, let's go. I have empathy and I'm pumped to outcompete them. And I don't think my outcompeting actually has anything to do with just the plan or the process. It's that I've given the plan and the process to the whole world for 10 years. And my practices allow me to do them longer with more joy and more efficiency than the average person's. So the average persons have the same plan, the same process, they're doing the same thing, but they can't maintain it. The high performance isn't there because there's no practices there. So just a reminder, how are your practices? Fourth big idea today, so simple. People. You got to have the right people on the bus. You got to have the right support team. You got to have the people around you, your family, the kids, your spouse, your partners. They got to be clear about the plan, understanding about the process, part of the practice, and in it with you. And for those who haven't got support, or you keep thinking you're going to hire or whatever, it's like, and you've heard me say this all year, you got to get the support, you got to get the team, you got to get the A players. We have 4 new people, and it's just like, okay. And some of that, really, we're hiring for the future there. We're really hiring for the future there. With all 4 roles, we've been chugging along without those 4 roles. But it's like, okay, looking out in the plan, longer term process thinking in mind, making sure not going to burn out the team, let's bring these people on, even though we've been succeeding without them. It's that thinking always about your plan and your process and your people so that you can support them. And many of you, the greatest gift you're going to give yourself is finally somebody to help you, you know? The holidays are coming up. Invest in your team. The holidays are coming up. Buy yourself an executive assistant versus buying yourself, you know, some new wheels. You know, I meet so many entrepreneurs, they keep buying new cars, but they still haven't bought an assistant. I'm like, help me understand this. You know, I think it's, I'm not a car guy. You know, I'm not a thing person. I don't have a lot of things, believe it or not. So I'm like, what is going on that you'll buy material items, but not support to help you serve more people? You'll buy material items, but not support so you have more time with your family to enjoy the material items. You'll buy material items, but not support to help you reach more people in a more meaningful way and keep customers more happy. Like, I think the consumerism thing is just absolutely trouncing people's ability to get progress. Personally, I've just seen it get worse and worse and worse. And I'm not sure where that comes from, but I think consumerism has taken people's brains from thinking about how to actually enjoy life. And they think the material is going to bring them that. And often it's actually the relationships. Like, you know, I remember when Denise and I were just starting out, I really wanted to buy a laser printer. I know this is a stupid story, but I really like laser printers back then. They were no joke. They were like $1,500. Anyone remember these times? Like, I don't even know what they cost now, but I remember it was gonna be my first multicolor laser printer. It was $1,500. And I wanted that thing so bad. Instead, I had this stupid beat up Hewlett Packard. And if you've ever bought a Hewlett Packard printer, you already know life sucks. You know, it's like one of the worst product categories of all time. They could care less. Like, how hard can we make it to set up one of these things, right? So I wanted this stupid printer. It was $1,500. And I went to buy it. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I heard myself say on the way to buy the printer, I don't even have time to go buy this stupid printer. I heard myself say it. My brain goes, I don't even have time to go buy the stupid printer. But I had the fun. I finally had the fun to go buy the stupid printer. I pulled over on the road. I heard myself say it. I grabbed my phone. I typed it in. I don't even have time to buy the stupid printer. I took the next off ramp, turned right back home, and hired an assistant. I'm like, wait a minute. If I don't have time to buy a printer, well, an assistant, I could get an assistant at that time, 500, 1,000, 1,500 bucks. So I think I ended up getting an assistant for like 700 bucks or something like that a month. And I was like, the time that person saved me alone, right? Just that month mattered more than buying a new printer that I didn't really need. I just wanted. I know that's so simple, but a lot of people make business decisions. I got a new laptop. Everyone thinks I got to buy the brand new laptop and the brand new phone. I'm like, buy the assistant, buy the salesperson, buy the marketer, get the support there. That's what I'm talking about when I say people. And why do I say this? Because guess where I was meeting my friend in this fancy new office. And I was like, wow, this is a nice office, man. And I thought about it. And I was like, there's two ways. Hey, sometimes you hire an office because you're hiring the people and all goes together. But his was broken. He had over invested in the office, but not actually hiring people in it. And so it's like, you're struggling to keep your life together. How much did that stupid sink over there cost? And I literally put, he's like, what? I said, that kitchenette, how much was that kitchenette? He's like, well, that was like $45,000. I'm like, $45,000. That's two assistants. You can have two people helping you do all of your social media, all of your videos, all of your blog, all of your YouTube for that. Two people, but you bought a kitchenette and it looks stupid. It was the wrong color countertop. But anyway, I could go on. I hope this is resonating some way for you guys. I hope it's hitting for you. The four P's: plan, process, practices, people. If you can get your head around some of this, you can make your journey more positive, more joyful, and more efficient.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community,
and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.